DMARC Best Practices: Simple Steps to Protect Your Domain from Email Fraud. DMARC adoption is increasing, particularly after Google and Yahoo mandated it for bulk email senders. Many domain owners fail to configure it properly because they overlook key best practices. Since DMARC is a complex and sensitive protocol, ongoing management is critical to avoid compliance issues and ensure full protection. The first recommended step is to start with the P=None policy. This monitoring mode doesn't block emails, but provides visibility into all sources sending on behalf of a domain. It helps identify legitimate services like CRMs or marketing platforms, as well as outdated or unauthorized mail servers. Next, domain owners should analyze DMARC aggregate reports regularly. These reports, though in XML format, can be converted into user-friendly dashboards using specialized tools. They highlight authorized versus unauthorized senders and expose red flags for suspicious activity. Once monitoring has run for a few weeks, organizations should gradually progress from none to quarantine and then reject. Jumping directly to reject risks blocking legitimate emails due to misconfigurations. A phased approach allows mail servers to divert suspicious traffic to spam first, ensuring only fraudulent emails are ultimately rejected. Equally important is SPF and DKIM alignment with DMARC. For DMARC to work effectively, the domains used in SPF and DKIM checks must match the visible from domain. Without alignment, even genuine emails may fail authentication. Proper configuration of authorized sending services and regular DNS updates ensure alignment and maintain strong protection against spoofing. Successful DMARC implementation requires a careful rollout. Start with monitoring, analyze reports, gradually enforce stricter policies, and ensure SPF-DKIM alignment. Following these best practices allows businesses to strengthen email security while maintaining uninterrupted communication.